Finally, he's got his gig. Finally, yes. He's found the NAFL club that will back him in, and he joins us on the Rush Hour this morning, Michael Voss. Good morning, Vossy, and congratulations, mate, the new Carlton Football Club senior coach.
Charles, gentlemen, thank you very much. Oh. Yeah, very, very exciting. We'll win 24 hours.
Well done, Vossy. Now, you know you've got a massive job ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah, well, all coaching jobs do. So they've only become bigger over the time and with some greater responsibilities. But look, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Come back into this gig, coming back to Port Adelaide and had a goal in mind. And, you know, I love my time at Port Adelaide and the Port Adelaide people. It's, you know, it's been extremely grateful for my time there. And they're just in such a great spot. And I guess now it's you get your own team to work with and pour your IP into.
Vossy, run us through the process. How many times did you meet with Carlton? When did the conversation start? Because obviously you're coaching at Port Adelaide. It must be tough to balance or get that right, the balance.
Well, actually, I mean, all of it didn't really transpire until the season had finished. So they knew where I stood on that if I was going to be part of the process. And whenever the completion of the season was in my view, when it was going to be start, because it takes a fair bit of mental power to obviously put yourself into a process like that, and especially over such a really condensed 2-week period of time. And there was lots of phone calls, lots of conference calls. Obviously, clearly meetings as well with a selection panel. And And it finally got ratified, obviously, yesterday as I walked in. Even yesterday when I walked in, I wasn't expecting that I'd get the news. So I thought I might have been able to get my best kit out. But I come in with my C kit on and not exactly expecting the news that I got. So it was welcome news that I got.
Awesome. That would have been funny if you whipped to your bag and got your suit out or something. Run us through, for those out there that don't know, what do you do to get a senior coaching role? This is your second time round. You got to present to the board. Who do you present to? And what do you go through, a game plan?
Yeah, well, obviously they want to know pretty much everything about you. I mean, generally starts at that is just who are you and what do you stand for and what are your philosophies? How are you going to play? What structure you're going to put around you? What environment would you put around the players? How do you develop the players? So there is a full gamut of criteria that you have to fulfill, and it's just impossible to be able to do that with one in one meeting. It'd be just too large. So obviously the first one was pretty big. But to get in front of them a couple of days ago was really important. Luke Sayers was in that meeting and so was Brian Cook. And so they were able to throw some questions at you and try and test you a little. And obviously it was fantastic to get the news that I had the job.
Vossy, congratulations. And speaking to a few of the Port boys, they absolutely love you. But did you ever, long time in between drinks, did you ever get to the stage where you thought maybe it wouldn't happen again?
Lots of times, and there's been a few times where it's been really close, or a couple of times where you felt like it's been really close, and then it's been taken away, and even when this process was unfolding, Alistair Clarkson came back into the conversation, and as one final check, so I thought, oh, here we go again, it's going to happen again, and but I probably have to thank Alistair as much as anybody else for the job, but. But yeah, I mean, just to be able to sort of work your way through that. And it really has been a journey of self-discovery for me. You know, like it's been 8 years since my last job. And there's clearly some things that I wanted to go back and work on and highlighted some things that I needed to address. And it was never going to take a short time. It was always going to take a long time. And I'm just fortunate that I had a club that was willing to embrace that and support my own journey.
How well do you know this group, Vossy? Obviously, only announced yesterday. How quickly do you put the list management hat on and say, you know, I want him, I can move him on, because there's all little rumours going around who's on the move at Carlton. How quickly do you get into that? Is that now?
Well, we had a quick discussion yesterday, but it was really just to get my eyes across it. They're well and truly ahead of this. We talked about some, assistant coaches. We obviously then went into the guys' war room and started to talk about the list and where things are at, potential moves, what might be arriving. But it was just an opportunity, really, for me to be able to ask some questions and ask some more questions about the guys that are there and the needs that we have, and probably get an update on where things are at with players that we're trying to court. So it was, other than that, nothing else. But I mean, I think the next couple of weeks is that's what that's for, and I get to buzz around the Carlton Football Club for a couple of weeks and just meet some people and just immerse myself into the club.
Hey, Vossi, I know it's not your problem now, but a lot of our listeners would want to know, you know, what happened against the Bulldogs with that prelim?
Oh, difficult to diagnose. It's been actually really interesting time post that game because, you know, obviously clearly you're very emotional and hurt and disappointed and about the result. And then, you know, by Wednesday, I'll sort of had my mind and trying to think about what was required to win a senior coaching role. And so it's been a bit of an emotional couple of weeks, I must admit. So it's been difficult to try and diagnose. I suspect that a lot of the work the coaches will put in won't be just around that particular game itself. We have to make sure we're really clear on what happened there, but there'll be also a macro view on, okay, in our losses, what happened and how do we bridge this gap between some of the sides weren't able to get the job done against.
Vossi, all the best, mate. No doubt you're going to get your sleeves rolled up and get into work. So we really, really appreciate your time this morning. So enjoy the grand final tomorrow, mate, and then get to work on Monday. And good luck, buddy.
Thanks for your support, gents. Really appreciate it. Cheers.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Good appointment. And
great news for Carlton.
Really excited to see what his journey looks like with the Carlton Football Club.